Welcome back to Bonded by Bravo. I am your host, Amy, joined with my incredible co-host, Jenna. What up, Dom Jen?
What up? Welcome to the pod.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the pod. Happy Friday for us, even though you guys are going to be getting this on Monday. Happy Friday to all those who celebrate. I am thrilled. I'm in such a good mood.
I know. I like that for everyone.
For everyone involved. I like that. I just picked my sister-in-law up from the airport. She's visiting from Belgium. And she's going to be here for her first American Thanksgiving. And she almost got arrested at the airport, which if like, you know how they say like you marry people like your dad or you marry people like other people in your life, like Meek married someone like his sister because she basically, the woman in customs was like, well, you have an attitude, because she didn't know what address that we lived at. And the woman was going to make her go to the back of the line that she waited an hour and a half in.
No.
When she got there and was like, okay, if you don't know the address, then you have to go to the back of the line. And she's like, what? And she said, you're in our country. This is why Americans get such a bad freaking rap. Wait. Because they say things like this, like, you're in our country now. You're embarrassing us. We don't claim you because you, like, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
And so they said, you're in our country now, so you need to be respectful. And she's like, well, I'm not going to the back of the line. I'm not doing that. And she said, fine. Then I'm going to send you over to the officer at 14. She goes over to the officer at 14 and he's like, what's the problem? And she's like, I didn't have my brother's address memorized. And he goes, what's your brother's address? So in that time that she took to walk over to 14, she looked at her phone, which would have taken her the 2 seconds if the other woman would have let her. And she said, this is my brother's address. And he said, okay, go ahead. Wild. And this is like, imagine this is your first experience in the US and like, this is what you deal with. You deal with some person who's like on a power trip.
There's this documentary called, I forget, it doesn't really even matter, but it's about this couple that like travels, like takes a year in a van, and they're like excited to come to America, but they like pick up the van, I think in like Canada or something, and they want to take it down to Mexico. And after dealing with the border in to get into the States, they scrapped the American.
All of it.
They did San Francisco, LA, like did like the, you know, the West like coast,
yeah,
like 101 or whatever. And then just went right to Mexico. They were like, no, we're good on America. And I'm like, why do we have to be like that?
Well, it happened to my mother-in-law and my father-in-law too, where they speak English, but it's not as good as my sister-in-law's.
Yeah.
And it was their very first time visiting. And the woman was speaking so fast. And she said, can you just slow down a little? And they gave her an attitude. Meanwhile, when I go to Belgium, I was just saying this to my sister-in-law. Meanwhile, when I go to Belgium, I walk up. They're like, good morning. How are you? The last time I was there, the guy said to me, you don't have to come into the U.S. passport lane. Just go into the European passport with your husband so that you don't have to wait in this line. You can just sneak in with him. Not sneak in, but like you can go along with him because you guys are traveling as a family. And then he says, good morning to me in Dutch. And I say it back. And he's like, oh my God, do you speak Dutch? And I'm like, no. And whatever, it's like the stupid like little banter. It's this like nice little pleasantries, and it's a nice experience. And yeah, and you know what she said? She said, why do people want to come to the US if this is how they're treated? And I'm like, I don't have a good answer.
Well, I would say have her flying to SFO.
California. I know
the energy, and I don't know about all airports.
I would say LA in general. Yeah, not LA, California.
Yeah, SFO airport though is like, it's so clean.
Oh,
they're so friendly. They're so efficient. Like every single time I'm there, I'm like, why are we not teaching this to all of the airports?
There should be a class on this.
Yeah. Right. But like, we don't have just cold water. We don't have just hot water. We also have room temp water. Literally, there are stations throughout the airport for you to fill your water bottle on the temperature of water that you prefer. And I appreciate
that. And do you want to know what? I like that because I do not like cold water burning my throat. I prefer room temperature water, and it might be a little controversial, but here, the last time I flew out of SFO, I guess it was last summer. I think I texted you because number one, the food options were insane. So they were so good.
Yeah.
And it's almost for an East, Northeast coaster, it's so uncomfortable how polite and nice people are. Even when I travel to Pittsburgh for work, I go to Pittsburgh for work probably like once every 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I get into the Ubers and they like want to have a chat from the airport into the city. And I think I talked about this on here before, but like, I don't want to do that. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, she's really excited here. I think like this kind of segues into what we talk about on here, because immediately when we got in the car, she said, now, how far is Kansas City Chiefs from where you guys live?
I love it. I love it.
And then
I have a lot to say about that topic, yeah, actually.
She immediately, we started getting in. She's like, well, you know, the Swiftie, this was my favorite thing. She said, from what I read on TikTok, is that the Swifties do not mind Travis Kelce because it's not a boyfriend. He's zaddy.
Oh, I didn't. Sometimes I'm like, do I need to be on TikTok? But I'm like, I can't.
You do.
I can't, though.
I just think it's interesting that this is in the Belgian news. Like, for real.
Yeah.
In the Belgian news. In Belgium. Well, making headlines. Yeah, and she followed that by saying, like, it's just so weird that, like, Taylor Swift put him on the map. And his brother and his sister-in-law, what's her name? Kylie. And I'm like, you don't understand. This is crazy. Like Jason Kelce to a Philadelphian. And then I reference like a Belgian. Yeah. And then I like reference like a Belgian soccer player. I was like, you're basically saying like this soccer player was put on the map by Taylor Swift. She's like, yeah, no, I get it. But like for real.
That's so good. Speaking of all of this. So, okay, I have a few thoughts. Shocker. Kylie, I was just like thinking about like Kylie Kelce and like her kind of role in this whole thing, because she really does strike me as like a very just like down to earth chick that's like probably like, yeah, this is cool, but is like not, I don't think she's like
bothered.
I think she's like, I got three kids and I'm worrying about that right now. Like,
yeah, she's not going to zero bond with Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah, I don't think she cares about the fame part of it. But I was thinking, I was like, wait, is there going to be a, like, is Taylor Swift going to have Christmas dinner in Delco? Because that's a possibility.
Oh, my God.
And then other thoughts about the thing, about the whole situation. Have you seen online everyone trying to dig up Travis Kelce's old tweets and trying to like, people are obviously like trying to find dirt on him, but the tweets are just like
these like angel, like he smokes a little too much weed.
Damn, I just saw squirrel eat so fast or something. I didn't know they got down like that. They're like just like wholesome, like high thoughts.
That's exactly what it is. It's like, okay, so you're saying he's a stoner.
Yeah,
that's fine.
It's fine, which we knew because I think he got out. Yeah.
Oh yeah, from the documentary.
Yeah.
See, that makes me. This was the other thing that I thought was so funny that my sister-in-law said. She goes, because my husband said, do you think he's good looking for a guy? And she's like, I mean, I think he's okay, but there's this something about him, like the way
baby.
And I said, I know you don't know this word, but I'm going to teach you a new word. It's called swag. And she's like, yeah. And she said, I mean, he wears pants that look like my grandma's curtains, but that's fine.
That is so funny. And then wait, did you see the meme today? It was like dad walking into the Super Bowl and it was like a cool uncle walking into the Super Bowl. So both of them from the last year's Super Bowl. And you see Jason Kelce just got like a t-shirt, some shorts on, and some of his those flip-flops that he does not take off. And then
wait, I don't know them. I need
and
to
then
see
Travis
them.
Kelce's got like this full like get up and they're walking.
Oh, Jason Kelce
came from the same parents and it's just like so different.
Travis Kelce or Jason Kelce's like almost in a belly top.
Literally, yeah. It's a photo. It's like this like yellow.
Are they like rainbow sandals or like Adidas sandals? Like slides or like rainbow
the thong,
sandals?
The ones that I hate, like thong
rainbow
ones.
Sandals.
Oh. Yeah. He's like, I'm like, you look like you're going down to Sea Isle, which I know you do often, but this, I mean, we're in February. Although I guess
he's
it was
a big
in
man.
Yeah. Other thing I thought about, I was like, wait, so this Christmas album, did it drop yet? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
So Travis is going to be on it. But I was like, guys, if you really want to sell some albums, you should get Taylor on that album. Just like,
wait, why is
like one line.
Imagine. Why is he going to be on it?
I think because you know how they did the Christmas album last year, the Eagles Christmas album.
Yeah, but why would Travis be on it?
I think Jason probably like invited him, like was like, I think he's only in like one song or something.
But, interesting.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you guys should get, even if you just got Taylor to like breathe on the album, that shit would go so sold out.
My sister-in-law was talking and quoting the New Heights podcast.
This is wild.
Like, I cannot tell you. She is from Bruges, Belgium. I'm not even saying, like, my husband is actually from Belgium. He doesn't have, like, Belgian roots. Like, he is actually physically from there. She's from, like, I don't even know what to compare it to. But yeah. She's quoting the New Heights podcast and how they were talking about the clip that came up of them talking about him being in Argentina, Jason and Travis, talking about Travis being in Argentina. And she was like quoting the whole thing. And I'm like, I get it. But at the same time, it's still so crazy. And I'm on the train. I want them to get married and have kids, especially after seeing that kiss after Argentina and the arms around each other. And
also him with her dad, I think is always, you know, so I always cute. Think that's kind
of
cute.
He's one of those guys, like, you want him to meet, like, you would bring him home to your dad, for sure.
1,000%.
100%.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I mean, of course, I'm gonna have to say that.
Yeah. I didn't ask you how your week was or if there's anything happening in your life. Sorry.
My week was pretty chill. It was like really chill. Just did some Pilates, a little work, little walks here and there. We're like starting to get into a little. Well, I don't know. It's in this weird weather where it like looks cold out and our apartment tends to stay pretty cool. But then you go outside and I'm like, I walk like three blocks and I'm like excited to have like a hoodie on or a sweatshirt. And I walk three blocks and I'm like sweating. I hate that. Like, I just want it to be hot or cold.
Like, what's the number? Give me a number.
Well, it'll be
so like, weird where you live.
Like, not like recent. The last couple of days haven't been sunny and it's like rain. I put quotations around that because it's not rain, like as we like know
a,
it.
A drop.
I guess it was like more than one drop, but I still wouldn't say what we got is rain. And then I go outside expecting it to be like maybe like 60, but it feels like almost 70, but I'm dressed for like 60.
It's so weird because today in New York, it was 68, which is insane because it's November 17th. Yeah. And there's been times where we've had snow at this stage in the game.
Well, even that weekend, what was that? Like Halloween weekend when you said you were going down the shore, or you were at the beach or something.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. I was like, damn, when I was at Temple.
Yeah, that one year it snowed.
We were having a Halloween party and it was a blizzard.
I'll never forget that because it was my friend's wedding. Crazy. It was October 27th. It was 10 years ago. No, it was longer than that. But
I think.
Yeah. Yep, that would make sense. And then the next day we woke up and it had snowed the night before. And it was so crazy. It was so, so crazy.
A weird. We still had a great night. I mean, we're college students, so it was like.
Yeah, you're probably still wearing. Yeah. But
it was. I think a lot of drugs, a little bit of acid. It got weird.
Sounds about right. What in the college times. I had a controversial thought.
Yeah.
I'm curious if I should say it. Meh. Who cares?
Who cares?
I was texting my friend today and I said, this is my Friday thought for today. I just think at our age, my age, and for what we know about what we know, there should be really no reason.
I'm so excited. Oh, God. Like, at the edge of my seat.
There should be no reason why we shouldn't all just be getting Botox. Because I don't want to look at your face and stare at your wrinkles the entire time we're talking. Because since I get Botox, That's all I can do and stare at your face is stare. I'm talking to you, but I'm staring at where I think the needles could go for your Botox. I know this is very controversial and
this is
wrong. And
with that said, I got mine literally
today. Oh, I got mine today. And technically mine's for headaches. I'm going to put that in quotation marks. I also bruised immediately when I got it. I would have judged this comment so much 10 years ago, 5 years ago, probably, maybe not five, but it's the best thing, ladies. If you're not doing it, do it. It's life changing. It's worth it. Spend the money. Is it? I know. Am I going to regret that? What am I going to do? At one point in my life, I believed this statement.
Yeah. Yeah, I got mine yesterday. It's great. Like, I go in to get my Botox, and my woman, she's from like the Philly area. And the first thing, it's like, we're doing Botox talking about the birds. I'm like, this is great. Get you a girl that can do both. You know?
Get you a girl that can do both. I also.
And recently, I gotta say, the last couple of weeks, and I don't want this to come off vain at all. Like, I'm feeling taken aback by it, but I've had like several people, like when I'm bartending, be like these guys the other day were like,
can I just pause you real
question.
Quick?
Like, I'm really,
I'm just going to pause you because I'm just going to give the audience, Jenna's about to say something that's not vain at all. And she's going to barely compliment herself that a compliment gave to her from someone else, but she's going to think that it might be vain. Go ahead. Continue. Go ahead. Okay. Let's hear.
Thanks.
Let's hear you being vain.
But like two different groups of people were like, we're so curious. Like, we don't want to be rude, but like, how old are you? Because you're coming off mature, so you can't be our age. But then you look like you're like, what, like 26, 27? And I'm like, you guys are so sweet. And I was like, no. They're like, 28? I'm like, no. 25? Yes. No, go higher. You're going down. They're like, I was like 34. And they're like, what? What are you doing? And for one group, I was like, I did squeeze in the Botox, but I was like, oh, it's just Pilates. They were like, it's always Pilates. I was like, I don't know how that would affect my face in any way. But towards the end, like the one group, I was like, at the end, I was like, also, there's a little Botox in there as well. They're like, okay. I was like, yeah.
I love how you're like, I'm a little vain. Meanwhile, someone, I met with a casting director last week, and she said to me, how old are you? You can tell me. And you don't want to tell any casting directors how old you are because it's been like told your whole, don't tell them. And I was like, she's like, it's okay. You can tell me. And I said, 40. And she's like, oh, you could play 28 to 31. So I'm being vain. I can play 28 to 31 and I will keep shooting these needles in my face. I will get my laser facials, which I'm obsessed with, which also help with skin tightening. Laser facials.
You're a bougie bitch. I love it. I'm here for it.
No, the laser facials. I just wish I paid attention to my skincare before I did. But I think that would be the piece of advice I would say to people is for anyone at the age of 30 to 35, pay attention to your skincare. Like, I think it's more of a trend now. Whereas when I was young, the trend was like, get as tan as you possibly could. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, keep your face out of the sun. And I wish that was the trend when I was younger.
I know. I actually think moving to California, shockingly, because it's like we have sun all the time, but it's not warm enough up in Northern California to just be like roasting in the sun. So you get it a few weekends throughout the summer and like, you know, you're really paying attention to the sunscreen. And so for the last 9 years where I would have been spending my summers going down the shore just trying to get so tan, my skin has really had quite a break from it. It sees the sun, but not in that like, in that
beaming
way.
Putting olive oil on your face kind of way. Got it.
Oh my god, I have a story. Well, I don't know if we have time for that, but
let's do it. I love these stories.
Okay, that's it. I was trying to get really, really tanned on the shore, as one does. It's in the summer, and I'm like, you know, we're down there every summer, and I'm looking at my friends. I'm like, guys, this sun is like extra hot this year, huh? And they're all kind of like, I mean, it's the sun, same as every year. And I'm like, no, it feels like my skin is actually on fire. And eventually we had to call the 911 because my skin was on fire. Like, I was like, my friend was like, do we have to take you to the ER? And I was like, I don't know. So she was like, let me just call. They were like, are she on any medicine? And literally I was like, oh yeah, I am. And I was on doxycycline for my acne. And literally,
oh my God, yeah. That's like one of the, oh my God, you're like, absolutely not supposed to be in the sun.
I had to just cover my body in ice packs. Like, it was so gnarly. I was like, oh my God. So I wasn't totally crazy and thinking the sun was hotter because I was on fire, but there was a reason for it.
That actually, now that you're talking about skin and being young and all that stuff, did you listen to any parts of The Armchair that came out today? They're doing this new series on Fridays called Yearbook, where it's going to be like a series where everybody goes back.
I haven't listened yet, but I'm excited about it.
Yeah. So Chad Sanders, I think they're going to cover Monica and Dax, and they're going to go back and cover like the year in high school that kind of made them who they are. And I thought that topic was interesting because, for instance, Chad Sanders, his best friend died while he was in high school, at the same time that like his basketball team was on a trajectory to win the championship, and he saw a murder happen right in front of him in school. And so this was like a very big year defining for him. And then Monica was talking about her year where she won, where she was talking about when she decided that she wanted to be white. And so she started cheerleading and when she went to the state championships, which she talks a lot about on the podcast. And Dax talks about when he met Aaron Weekly. And it got me thinking, this is such a tangent and completely off topic, but it got me thinking about like that year in high school or like during that time that like
Does it have to be in high school? Because for me, I feel like the year is not that year. Mine's post high school.
Yeah. And I think for me, I'm like, oh, I think I was in my 30s. Like,
so we all have that. But it's funny that like your brain went right to something as you were talking about it. My brain went right to an event. Yeah. I know the year it was, I know where I was living, and that event, I think, changed the entire trajectory of my life.
I just feel like, to me, did I have defining moments in high school? Yes, but the way they talked about high school, I just thought was so interesting looking back. Like, yes, there were quote-unquote defining moments, but I don't think I knew anything about who I was in high school or what I wanted to be. Yeah. Like, I mean, did I sign people's autograph in study hall and say like, yeah, I'm going to live in New York. Sure. And like be on Broadway. Sure. Yeah, I did that. But yeah, I just think, I don't know. It was interesting. I'm interested to see kind of how it goes. Yeah. You know, that's our favorite podcast. So I love part of that. And to piggyback off that, I submitted the best story about their, you know how they do the Armchair Anonymous on Fridays, and I still haven't heard anything from them, and I'm butthurt about that one.
I didn't get one back either. I don't know.
We'll keep submitting. One day we'll be there.
I know. It's funny. I was listening. So they had the service industry one, and then they had the bartending one, and I was like, so perplexed that I did not have one bartending story, which I guess is really like lucky in the, you know, 11 years. Like, I've had stories, but nothing that would, you know, break the internet. But then right after that prompt came out, and it's not my story to tell, and it's not even my story. I wasn't there for it. I just heard from it like hearsay, but recently, but I will just tell it here. It's quick. This guy I work with, he, nice guy. It seems they're always like, have you heard his stories? Because he's the nicest guy, but like weird things just happen to him. Like, it's like a thing and everyone kind of jokes about it. He's like this tall guy, skinny dude, like kind of high-pitched voice, like really nice guy. This guy off the streets comes, like, is like, I'm hungry. I don't want to say his name, whatever. The guy buys him a burger with his own money, which is so nice. gives the guy the burger, the guy right in front of him, right in front of him, puts his dick right in the burger and starts jerking off.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard the story the same way from like four different people. Yeah.
Did he complete or did he kick him out? Did he kick him out or like till completion?
He made him eat it outside already. Like he didn't let him come in. He brought the burger out to him because he was an unhoused or homeless person, however you want to say it.
There are so many things that
I was like, okay. Oh my God.
I didn't I didn't have any.
But anyway, should we get into any topics or should we just,
sure. I mean, this is fun. That's how I am. I'm like, do I care about Bravo today? Not that I don't. I just feel like it was like another week. We just jump back in because holy hell of a technical issue we had. So we were just about to start talking about the Kardashians and hopefully we have the rest of that tape. If not, I guess it'll start here.
We were flowing. We were chatting. It was so off topic the whole time.
So off topic. If you guys don't get the rest of that episode, it's going to be such a bummer because you'll learn a lot about us.
And then if we somehow end up getting it and it doesn't work with this episode, bonus episode. okay, Kardashians. So yeah. I thought that episode was really good.
I mean, I would say Kourtney for the win. Like,
yeah.
Thank God Kourtney said what we were all thinking because Kylie really let him – I felt like Kylie really let him off the hook. And realistically, Kylie was up there with – you know, she lost the best friend in the mix of this. And, you know, Tristan was the grown man that should have been making the better decisions here. I also – I get the redemption tour for Tristan, but I just – I'm not buying it.
It's not that I'm not buying it. I just think there's two – I think Chloe and him can, you know, have whatever relationship, not romantically, like platonically. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can see it on Chloe's face that that last time was the last time.
Yeah. I also just don't know what she sees in him. Like, to me, he's just like a doofus. Yeah. He just seems like such a doofus.
We really need Chloe to not be with an athlete, I would say. Someone that doesn't need to travel so much, especially since she doesn't leave the gates of Calabasas. we're going to need someone that's trying to kick it at home.
Yeah. Also, the fact that she does all this for these men in her life, like talk about ride or dies.
Yeah.
She's the epitome of a ride or die, man. She's got this stuff like, yeah. I don't know why she's such a good person for how wrong how dirty she's been done. And she still is out here doing good like, by these people.
I was thinking about, I was like, wow, now she's been the medical, like been clued into the medical stuff now for two exes. How many people can say that?
Right. And only one was her husband.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah.
And not even at the time of the things that happened. It's just, I just want her. Yeah.
Yeah. You know who I really love this season?
Scott.
Penelope. She's a star.
Do you know who I really love this season? I really loved that conversation between Kylie and Chloe. I thought it was the first time we got to see a little more of Kylie, where she's a little more carefree.
Yeah.
And I really like seeing that side of her.
Me too. I think she must have been a little bit, I've said this on here before. I think it was the Taylor and Joe thing was happening with her and Travis Scott, where maybe he didn't want the public life, or maybe she was embarrassed about, maybe not embarrassed, but maybe putting her relationship out there would have invited a lot of hate in.
And she had I think it was pretty clear that Travis wasn't allegedly the most faithful.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I think by putting her relationship out there, it would have just really invited more hate. I'm sure she was already getting messages. And she was like, I have these two little babies I need to protect. And I think probably the last time he cheated on her, she was like, you know what? We're good. We're going for a little skinny white boy.
Yeah. And not to forget that, like, she was 20 when she had Stormy. So
young.
Fair. fair that
is so young
to and to put your
a teen mom
and to put your like boyfriend out there and be in the eye and have it all recorded for TV. No, thank you. I wouldn't want that. No, thank you. Do you think Timothy Chalamet is going to be on the next season?
Wait, did you see Kris Jenner posted yes. about like go watch SNL? I was like, oh, he's in it now.
Wait, did you also see how Kim officiated the wedding of Lucas Gage and Chris Appleton and then they got divorced this week?
She said she's like, you really want a 3-time divorcee to officiate your wedding?
Kim, she's the problem. It's her. She's the bad luck.
But no, I thought it was a good episode. Penelope just keeps winning. Courtney. Yeah. Said what we're all thinking. I did like that Chloe was like, yeah, like I totally acknowledge that she doesn't want these girls thinking that this is okay.
Yeah, and she shouldn't. I just thought at the end, like how it ended with Courtney and her notebook. And Courtney saying, like, so I don't think my sister, the same way you didn't see good enough for your mom, I don't see good enough for her. I just think this whole, like, let's forgive and forget, blah, 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 all this is, it's like, I just,
it's more
I think
toxic.
It's to an extent. Like, last week we were talking about, like, Taylor and Shep and Olivia. That's one thing.
Yeah.
This is so different. There's children involved.
Yeah.
You're having children that you know are coming and hiding that from Chloe multiple times. Like, you know, and him in therapy, good. Stay in therapy. Be in therapy. Chloe does not, that doesn't mean that now Chloe takes you back because you go to therapy.
Also, don't be, I hope he's not, and I don't know if he is, but I hope he's not in therapy for Chloe, like to get
exactly
Chloe. Like that needs to be completely separate. I think it would really do, if he really cared about Chloe, he would just say, we will remain friends. I will, and that's it. Like, hide any kind of romantic feelings because that's not cool to even, have it for her to even have any of those thoughts, really.
And does he want a romantic relationship with her or does he just want, I don't know.
I don't know. I think at some point it is just going to eventually turn super platonic. And I think that she's there. I'm sure he's getting there, but I don't know if he's quite there yet.
I'll be very clear. If he's not in a relationship with Chloe, I don't need him on my TV screen by any means. I don't need him in a mic'd conversation with Courtney, Kylie. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Give me more Scott. Give me more Scott. Scott going over that script with Kim. I need more Scott in my life. He
I
is
thought that
so
they were
funny.
Going to because they had heard so much online.
I would I need even more. Like, ex Tristan out of this and bring more Scott. Scott's like, I'll go live there with you for a few months. I'll, like,
He said,
and
we can split it, but you pay 90.
Fair, Scott. That's totally fair. I also, there was a lot of hate about Kim getting American Horror Story from the actor world.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if you have any thoughts, but
I don't watch that show. I've heard good things about how it went, but you know what's funny? I do remember. So when she's like super tired, so that's like so out of character. Like, she always can kind of pull it together. But I remember this being a thing. People were like, something feels really weird here. When she had like it was like a fan. I think something on, of course, it was on TikTok. Someone had videoed or TikToked a fan interaction with her. And the comments were like, whoa, this is so not Kim. What's going on? She's like a zombie. Is she over it? Like, there was this whole kind of.
So that's why they talk.
And now
That's why they talked about it. Okay. I was like, why are they talking about this? I didn't understand, but now it makes sense. Her schedule, like the fact that she has to leave a concert. Last week, she left the usher to go get a spray tan at 1 a.m. And now she's leaving this to go. Like, I'm not scheduling nothing past 9 p.m. Somebody asked me the other week. They said, we're going to dinner at 7. It was a Wednesday night. We're going to dinner at 7. We could maybe get drinks after. And I was like, I know no. I haven't seen you, but I don't know how to say this politely. Like, no. I'll be halfway into REM sleep by then. Not happening.
And also, in daylight savings? Hell no. Like, hit me up in June, maybe for a 7. I would really prefer 30 at the latest. But
I'll do a 7. I'll do a 9 in the summer. No, I'm not going. No, I'm not stepping out of the house at 9 p.m.
Yeah,
for the first time. No, thank you. On a Wednesday. Get the hell out of here.
Crazy. But, and I work nightlife and I can't.
True. That's true. I just like, you're getting an acting lesson at the end of the day at midnight. There's no way that my brain would even be absorbing anything that's happening at that time of day. It sounds terrible.
It was a good episode. I'm enjoying this season. I feel like they're giving a little bit more than they gave the last like two seasons. Well, they gave nothing the last two seasons. So I guess it's, you know, not
I see Chloe dating.
Huh?
I want to see Chloe dating. I also like Kim talking about like, oh, do they have a separate entrance? Because I might have a sneaky link come in. Like, yes, I love that she's thinking this way. Good. Anyhow, should we jump into Bravo? Name them Bravo?
Yeah, there wasn't, when I was doing that outline, it wasn't like overwhelming, which I must say, I really appreciate because the last couple weeks have been a little chaotic. But let's start. There's not obviously a ton to talk about Vanderpump Rules, but I just want to chat a little bit about that comment that Ariana left. And I just want to know, what do you think? Why do you think she said that? What do you think that they're going to show us that could sway us in any way? Do you think they're going to play for like a mental health thing?
I don't know if they'll play it. I think Ariana is very steadfast in her beliefs and very I'm trying to think of the right word that's not offensive, but very like what's the word?
Abrasive?
Yeah. Not even abrasive, because she has the right to be abrasive, but it's kind of like cringe to me how she's still holding fire to this so much.
It was decade long with a shared house.
You're still choosing to film with this person when you said you would never film with him again. And I get it. You're paying your bills, girl. Pay your bills. But I think her being the victim and quote unquote playing the victim for an entire season, people are going to have something to say about. That's what I think. I'm sure I'll come on here and I could see where people will be like, okay, we get it. Move on. What I think the consensus is going to be is people are going to be like, okay, we get it now. Move on. That's what people are going to say. They're going to say move on.
Yeah. I guess I
don't know if Tom Sandoval will get.
I hope people put themselves in that boat. They're like, yes, it's, we're not in it. So it's easy to feel like, okay, let's be done with it. But she lived it and is still living it.
You don't have to tell me. To me, it's like, look at the Vanderpump cast. Lala, Miss Send It to Daryl, was on that couch at BravoCon standing up for him. So, like, something's happening. Brock hanging out with them, you know. I just think they're going to say, like, you know, he's – I just think it'll be the she needs to move on card. I agree. I think, you know, let her have her time. Also, if you're not watching Dancing with the Stars, if people are not out there watching, she is murdering the game.
Is she like the best that's ever done it?
The other thing too that I think is not going to be a good look is the Katie and Ariana of it all. Like, they're going to come off, if they're coming off in this like bitter Betty duo, it's not going to be a good look. Because Katie has an abrasiveness that is, it's very bitter and not necessarily as warranted.
And I think with Katie, and I follow her. I don't follow all of them on Instagram because it would just, I think, be a little too much. Like sometimes on our Bonded by Bravo, that's when I see a little bit more stuff.
Same, yeah.
But I personally follow Katie. And she... I don't want to say, like, she just does come off a little miserable to me.
Exactly.
And I think that is not good. Yeah, what you're saying isn't great for Ariana. But I will say for the all the people that are going to say, like, they, you know, she said she wasn't going to film with them. It's like, she had, it's her job to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't have to film one-on-one scenes. She set up some sort of boundary. And I think if she wouldn't have filmed those scenes with him, she maybe doesn't get the same paycheck. And then he, does he, like, quote unquote, win, you know?
Mm-hmm. And with everything going on, like, get your money.
Yeah.
I just think that's what people are going to say. And if her and Katie are in it in this little, like, miserable people, because like you said, that's the vibe I get from Katie too. Katie just seems like a Debbie Downer to me.
Debbie Downer, like the, you, when she's in a mood, yeah, you can feel it in the room. I don't see her being like the joyous person in the room where people are like looking for good energy.
Right. But that's, I always thought once Tom's out of the picture, that will be lifted and it'll just be like, oh, Katie's so much fun. She's just like so down and like super cool. And like when he was around, she just was like, it was his fault.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it and it's like, oh, I don't know. Maybe when she's not filming, she's a totally different person.
But I follow her and she still looks so, I mean, I guess looks can be deceiving because it's obviously her, like, her vibe is angst. Yeah. And so, and I'm into all that music. I love all of that. I'm still listening to it regularly. But I don't think that someone, like, looks at me and is like, oh, she looks super angsty and miserable. I hope.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, that, I could see where Ariana's saying that. And at the same time, like, I'm not going to feel sorry for Sandoval. I think if Rachel, I also just don't care at this point. Like, I'm at the point where I'm ready to just like move on from it all. I don't know how excited I am about the season, if that's all it's going to talk about.
I have a feeling her dating someone already too doesn't play to her favor.
Oh, no, because she's moved on. She should be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happens. She moved on. She should be fine. Well, I think I'd be more interested in the season if Rachel was back. But really, it's going to be like Tom trying to get everyone to like him. He already got Sandoval, or he already got Schwartz. I'm sure he'll get, you know, whatever. Yeah.
I wish they would have just given him a pause or just a fire. I don't care. But speaking of other messes in the same age group, we can move on to Southern Charm.
You know what I have to say about Southern Charm? I am over these dinner parties at Patricia's with all the guys there. I don't care. Add the women.
Wait, I have a note on the outline that says, has every dinner this season been catered? They have a lot of catered
Patricia's
events.
And at Patricia's. Like,
but they also were doing it at all the other houses too. I'm like, you guys just have private chefs on lock. Wow.
But how good did that Beef Wellington look?
Oh, my God. I almost put that in the notes, but I was like, are we really going to get into this? But
I haven't been able to eat gluten lately. And all I thought about was that crusty, flaky topping.
So, and then that cake so thing good. That came out after, I was like,
the meringue.
Get me an invite.
The dairy, the gluten, the lactose. I couldn't even take it. It looked amazing.
It looked so good.
I'm over the, like, these men's dinner parties because men don't ask the right questions. Love you guys. But they're not asking the questions.
Craig was drunk. He was drunk as soon as he was in the car. He's like, let me just get a car. And he were like, tap a car. And Austin's like, no. He's like, why? He's like, I just want to. And then he comes in. He's like, we're here, bitches. And I was like, oh, he's had some Bud Lights today. Actually, I think he was drinking a Twisted Tea.
But thank God for Craig, honestly, because otherwise that whole thing, like, Whitney's just sitting there, you know, with his hair and his wine and his Beef Wellington, like, mother said, blah, blah, blah. Who cares, Whitney?
I know.
I also am kind of over, like, the timeline of when Taylor and what's his name, Austin hooked up. And, okay, what's the next timeline? What's the next story? What are we going to talk about?
We can't do the whole season on this, like. This is insane.
I thought this was going to be one story in the season because now we talked about it. We are. What's
you're trying to Scandoval it?
Man, no.
I don't want all these shows to start trying to, like, do a Scandoball thing. That was a once-in-a-lifetime Bravo event.
Once-in-a-lifetime.
Let it be the once-in-a-lifetime Bravo event. There is not going to be another one that ca- – there might be years from now. But up until this point, that is the only one that really has, like, pulled us – that remember that? Like, that pulled everyone in a way. It was on CNN. Like, stop trying to make Scandoball happen again.
Yeah, that's actually a good t-shirt. Stop trying to make Scandoball happen.
Oh my gosh, should we get t-shirts?
But speaking of, I want to go to Beverly Hills. Because I don't really think there's more to talk about in Southern Charm.
Not.
Yeah.
That beef Wellington.
There's a lot to be talked about. And this the question that they posed to the group is a question that me and my friends have asked each other before. When they were all sitting around the table in Vegas with their cowboy hats and – of course, they zoomed in to Kyle during this conversation and said, if Erica asked the question, I believe, if your man were to cheat, if your husband were to cheat on you one time, would you forgive him and move on? And they zoomed in on Kyle and she's like, I don't know. And they didn't say nobody else. They didn't get anybody else's answers, did they?
I'm sure they cut it.
Oh, yeah. Edited it.
Yeah,
I can't say that word. And it's funny because me and my friend, me and my one friend.
What's your answer?
My answer is I would rather. It's funny because me and my friend Alicia just talked about. She said this to me once, and it was the funniest thing she ever said. She's like, "Have sex with someone once, and don't ever let me find out about it." And she said, "But we never tell them that. We never tell them that if like they could do it once." And I would forgive them and or like, don't ever let me find out about it. Mm-hmm. But like emotional stuff, like if somebody, I think it's way worse to have like an emotional affair than to just screw someone one night. Like and I think that's kind of my thoughts. Realistically, marriage is a very, any relationship, but like when you think of marriage and you talk of marriage being monogamous for the rest of your life, I look at infidelity in marriages before I was married as like, oh my God, I can't believe that person cheated without knowing all of the nuance and the background and the ebbs and flows and like what was going on. And then once you're married, you're like, I could totally see how these things happen.
Totally.
You know?
Especially if you're in an ebb as a
flow. Oh my God. Of course. Like,
I would say the same thing. The emotional part would get me way more, especially knowing my partner and how he's not always so willing to like, that's not his MO to open up that way.
Yeah.
Like if we were in a weird space and we were, I think right now we're too early in for that. Like we're only at like 6 years. Yeah. But if we were at like 10 years and there was a slip up, like I don't want to throw out a 10-year relationship for
a night in Vegas. Just say that's what it is. Like, let's say the guys go to a bachelor party, you know, a night in Vegas. Let's just say that's what it is. Like, would I throw my entire life away for that? Or vice versa. Do I think my husband would throw it away for something like that? I don't think so. You know, like, there's just so much more at stake, and it's like human. I don't want to say nature, but kind of, or like fault. What's the word?
The thing that gets me I think like making out and stuff is fun, and I can see how quickly that could go. How are you taking it from the bar to the bedroom? Like, what's happened? Like, I do wonder if I would ever be able to. I think it would be hard to like not think about that. I would almost need him to walk me through it, but then it's like I'm hoping that he's drunk in that situation. So like
right.
I don't have all of the details.
The bar to the bedroom. Interesting. Because I agree with
a bar can literally happen to anyone. Like I really do find like making out is just like I don't know.
I want
to
make out with a stranger.
It's so fun.
I always said if I ever cheated, that's what I would do.
Like, yeah, make out with a stranger in a dark bar with some music.
Oh my God. For like an hour and then be like, see ya. And there's nothing there. I don't care. I don't want to marry you.
No, I don't even want to have sex with you.
Right. And I don't even want to have sex with you.
It's no. That's the other thing. Like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. The bar to the bedroom scenario is where I would get tripped up on.
I like the word bar to the bedroom. Yeah. Anywho, I thought it was interesting they posed that question. The rest of the episode was kind of like a lot of the like setting the scene for things to come. And then we get to crazy old Sutton and her double standards at the end of the episode. And that's one of those housewives phrases that's going to go down in history. The name them. You've seen the memes. Things are happening. It's going to go down in Bravo history. Mm-hmm. She's such a wackadoo, man. With Andy a lot of money.
Andy Cohen loved the name them. He kept saying it on Watch What Happens Live. He was like, every reference he could, like every moment he could say name him, he did. I was like, okay, we got it.
But like, she's a nutball who has so much money that,
you know.
Yeah,
speaking of Andy Cohen, there's been like, you know, over the years reports of him eventually, I mean, he's gonna have to retire at some point, like, but yeah. I remember there were like these little rumors, and I don't know where they started or how they came to be, about Craig doing it, but I'm like, you want to talk about someone who would not be afraid to ask the damn question?
Unhinged. Yes.
Huh? Yeah.
Craig would be so unhinged. It would be amazing.
He literally got J-Lo and Ben Affleck back together. Like, you want to talk about like filling something, like big shoes to fill. I mean, he could do it.
I like that. I like that. We're almost at time. Ben, can you believe it?
Paige would be rich.
Rich. What did you think of that conversation in Southern Charm?
I'm like honestly so taken aback by how pretty she is all of the time. I think she is stunning.
Stunning.
Her face is like
flawless.
Flawless. And then she's
her eyebrows.
Funny, which, if she's funny, that means she's smart, because you kind of, I guess you can be both, but you can't be really quick witted if you're not smart.
True.
And she's got like a lot of things going for, I think I'm a little jealous of Paige. I thought it was I get the conversation. I mean, 2 years or what did she say? A year and a half, I think.
Yeah.
That is like, I remember being in my 20s or like teens, and it was like 2 years. I mean, I never thought this way, obviously, because that's like not something that's ever interests me, but 2 years always felt like kind of typical for getting engaged or whatever. And I know like your circumstances are a little different, but it's not a long time. It's really like a year and a half is, or even 2 years is like, you blink and 2 years is over. Yeah. You haven't really hit the lulls yet. Like Kyle and I hadn't even hit a pandemic by the time 2 years in.
Well, some people won't hit a pandemic in their lifetime.
Crazy how much has happened since. Like when we were 2 years, it was like so new still.
And that's crazy to me, because 2 years I would like, I think it's per person, you know? And I think Craig's older, but it's weird because he's also a guy, and they always say guys want to do things slower. But I agree. Like, let her take her time. I also loved that she said, you know, I love being in two cities and having a place in two cities, and like, it's only an hour flight.
Also,
that's amazing.
Can live that life and do it. Like, you guys have to do it. Your job is like that. Like, you guys have a fun life.
I love that. She's a closet there.
Yeah.
They spend half the week together. Like, they have apartments in two super cool cities. Like,
who would want
live your best
not
life?
Do that.
Yeah. I think it's great.
Yeah, me too. I really do like them together now. I think
me too. I was thinking that too.
And
I used to think
good looking couple. Like, Craig has come into his own, I think.
For sure.
And yeah, they look good together.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm back on. We're almost at time. I know that's weird because, you know, of our technical difficulties, but else are we covering? What do we have? Miami?
There's a little bit of Miami, how Larsa you know, just like literally, I love that the Savage Bravo editors were like six hours later.
No, literally.
Literally 6 hours later. And I was like, Damn, girl.
Larsa's so messy. When you see this version of Larsa, you're like, oh, this is why Kim wasn't friends with you, because she didn't trust your ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah, when, you know, it's one thing to be on this kind of reality show, but like you can't be loose lips in the Kardashian, like, camp. Mm-mm. Like,
right, right, right.
Keeping shit mum.
And the 5-day away welcome back party for Marcus,
what,
like,
was that?
It was the strangest thing. I mean, I get it. You're throwing parties for production throughout the year. Fine. Yeah. But it was
no one
just
had a birthday or no. Kind of a cancer party.
Cancer party. Oh, that's
coming, though. I think that actually is a fuck cancer party coming.
Oh, I should have done that.
You should have.
That scene with Gertie and her husband, where she is talking to him about having to tell the kids. So he said this incredible thing during that, where she's like, and where she said, like, I just feel bad. And he's like, don't worry, because your shit's my shit.
Yeah.
This is so cute. And you know that I never say cute things about my husband, but he has no idea what's happening on Miami, doesn't watch Miami. And he sent me that meme today.
Get out.
I know, I could cry. And I was like, do you know what that's about? And he's like, no, I just sent it because whatever. And I was like, do you know what's happening on the season? And he said, no, I just like sent it because, you know, like, I can't even believe I just said that. I might edit this part out.
No, don't you dare. Don't you dare. I will be listening if you, no, 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 you can't. As the co-host of this podcast, I object.
I know. But he sent that to me and I was like, if this man is not, girls, I'm going to tell you, if you have to travel to other countries and you have to go through customs and you got to go all the way to Thailand to find your Belgian husband, you do that. Do not settle. Do not settle.
Yeah, absolutely. Do not settle.
Anyhow.
Wow, I love that. That's really precious.
I know. He is. He's real cute.
Yeah, that was a rough watch. Her husband's hot.
He's so hot. I feel like I'm gonna this season watching her go through this stuff, and I know that like I didn't have, I don't know.
Do you feel triggered by any of it?
Yeah, like a lot of it, in a sense of like these conversations that you have with people. It's like,
does it stress you out watching it? Like, can you enjoy watching it?
I mean, the part with the husband and the kids and where she was telling the kids, like, I don't have kids, but that scene, like, again, full tears. And so when Meek sent that to me today, I was like, you don't even understand. Like, I was like crying watching that on TV.
Yeah.
The part where she was asking Martina, like, how is it? Like, is it like this? Is it like that? That, I mean, I don't want to say triggering, because also, like, I didn't have to go through radiation or chemo. But it's still the C word, and the C word is scary.
Yeah.
And I think there's like something about telling people close to you. Like, I had to tell my mom, and telling your parents, like, there's something about that. And even my in-laws, like, you're afraid you're like hurting them.
Yeah.
And like, even with your friends, like, you're afraid you're hurting them, or like, not hurting them, but you don't want them to be scared. You don't want to tell them bad news. And I think seeing that part of it, and even like with Larsa's dumb reaction, you know, like, I kind of even lost a friend through this process. And so I don't know why I'm getting emotional, but
yeah,
it's just weird, I guess.
Yeah. I like the conversation she had with Martina asking those questions.
Yeah. Because it's real too.
Sex, like, I was like, I bet this is something that a lot of women want to know
for sure. And especially like, are you gonna have energy for it? Are you gonna want to do it? And that's actually funny, because I asked my doctor that question.
Oh, you did? It's a good and fair question. Like, I heard her when she asked it, I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm glad you asked this, because there are a lot of women watching this show, and there's no way that none of them have cancer, you know?
Right. Well, also because like, I've had procedures done for other health things where my doctor blatantly said, like, okay, so if you're gonna have sex with your husband, you need to do this or you need to do that. Uh-huh. Like, these are the positions that will work. And just because of the position, like, because it's right on where it is on my neck.
Yeah.
And it was just, yeah, you just have to ask these things.
You got
more so. You got to ask the hard hitting questions.
The hard hitting questions.
Yeah.
It was a,
anyhow. Yeah, it was nice. I get it. I could do without Larsa just because, like, that whole thing about the, like, I'm not going to tell this secret, and then bam, bam. And yeah. Look, I could tend to have a big mouth, but this is a whole other level of that.
This is different. This is like right. not. This
like these not women were finding out for the first time.
Yeah.
This is but I think it's going to be a good season. Lisa mm-hmm. needs to like let it go. Talking about things letting it go. It's just like it feels like the stress is still on her.
And when she's like, I know she's probably get a therapist, but Jody's that. I'm like, you're going to look back and be like, damn, I should have kept my mouth shut. Like, but he can be there for you without being your therapist.
I don't think Lisa's self-aware enough to look back on anything to think he shouldn't be the therapist.
No.
The other thing is, it seems, I didn't like that conversation she had with her kids about food. I was like, this feels like dangerous territory about the pizza. And
when
he
said it's a cheat day, I was like, a 5-year-old should not know what a cheat day is.
No, that did not feel that. Did not that feel, there's probably stuff online great. About that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we're at time. And one thing we need to tell our listeners is that I've been neglecting the games. So next week, we've had so much Bravo content.
Yeah.
And we have been busy. Next week, it's going to be Thanksgiving, and we should be able to get back on our normal scheduled programming with games and back in the
game I want to do. I don't know if it's a game per se, but, and I've thought about it, but I'm still thinking about it. It's on that line. I want us to think of our perfect winter house cast.
Mm. Okay.
For me, I personally don't, I am really, it's hard because I've literally even had to sit on Wikipedia and like look at all the names.
Oh.
But ideally, none of them are on the same show at the same time. So that means like
that.
You know, you could still do a Below Deck, but it would be like Med and Sailing. Like not, like they haven't worked, or they haven't worked together yet.
Interesting. I would disagree with that. And I would love to do a partner here and there because I think there's something about the partnership that brings in energy instead of like the awkwardness of like everyone getting to know each other.
Leave them all on their own island and then see how it goes.
I'm gonna think about that. I'll bring that back next week.
Wait, real quick, the last thing before we sign off. Did you have your top three armchair expert guest?
Oh God, no. Was I supposed to? Do you have yours?
I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, of course.
Jay-Z, which I'm
That's probably their top.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll match your Jay-Z with a Lady Gaga.
Okay. Jay-Z. I would like Taylor Swift because we've never heard her in a long form interview.
Mm-hmm.
Before, like any interview, really.
Yeah.
And Andy Cohen is like a mate. I have like a third. He's like a question mark. Oh. I would like to know some of his trauma and how he got here just because he's so like part of our world, but Jay-Z is definitely number one. Like I know everything.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I really like Jay-Z. I would love, I'm trying to think of people that we don't know enough about.
Yeah.
Cause that's the thing too.
Well, like, think about it. You don't even have to have the answers now.
Yeah. Well, Lady Gaga always
too.
Yeah. All right. I'll think about it. We'll be back next week with regularly scheduled program. Hopefully we'll get this episode out in one full piece.
If not, bonus.
If you celebrate Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. Go birds.
Go birds.
See you next week, y'all. Bye, friends.
Bye.